I've not had steak for dinner in the better part of a year, and I've had it twice in the last 2 weeks.
Weird.
Well, we went to this place when we were down in the desert called Pappy and Harriet's, which is a restaurant slash honky-tonk.
Okay.
And it was recommended that you get the steak there, so I got the steak there, and it was pretty good. There was also open mic night.
Oh, that, I bet that's delightful.
Surprisingly, the level of quality was pretty high.
Yeah.
It was people who actually knew how to sing, like, old country songs and were not bad at it.
Cool.
So, that was actually pretty entertaining.
Simon asks, how do you dudes like your steak cooked?
It's probably controversial, but I'm a medium well to well done kind of guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I am a medium, always.
Sure. I'll eat a medium steak, like I ain't above it. I don't like rare meat at all. Burnt.
I hate gristle. I hate it when meat has that thick, burnt shell on it.
Yeah. Normally, I just get medium well. I don't normally go well done.
Yeah. That's...
Burgers, I'll go well done, but not particularly steak.
Chances are, if a burger is being prepared in a place where they ask me how I want it cooked, it's not a burger I'm going to like that much.
Right. Because it doesn't just have ketchup and cheese on it.
No, I mean, it will. You know, that's I can make that happen for myself.
Then why wouldn't you like it?
I don't really like restaurant-style hamburgers very much.
Like just the larger hamburgers?
Just the way the quality of the meat I prefer. When I go for a cheeseburger, I'm looking for...
Like a smaller patty.
I'm looking for Wendy's, I'm looking for McDonald's, I'm looking for Burger King, Jack in the Box, perhaps a Carl's Jr. from time to time. The restaurant burgers are too fancy. It's a different thing. You know, I'm not saying they're bad, but it's like when I want a cheeseburger, it's one of those things where people say like, why would you get Taco Bell when there's so many great burrito places out there? I say, because they're two totally different foods. And the craving is completely different.
I will agree with that. Sam gets angry at me sometimes when I say, yes, I went and got Taco Bell. She's like, you know, there's like a real good burrito place like right down the street. And I'm like, yes. And sometimes I want that. Sometimes I also want a double decker. You know?
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, that burrito place does not have bean paste.
Right.
But to me, that's like people that say stuff like that, they don't understand food. They don't understand fine foods.
I don't know if that's the way I would describe it, but okay. I would sooner say that they're a little too quick to conflate the Mexican version of real food or the fast food version of real food with the real food.
Sure, yeah. They don't understand.
Like, real Mexican food...
Yeah.
Is almost a different
like
thing entirely.
If you had gone to Chipotle,
sure,
and gotten back and she said, you know, there's like a burrito place like around the corner, like that I get.
Yes.
Because Chipotle is
might as well be
a suck ass regular burrito compared to other options.
Yes.
But yeah, if you're saying, yeah, I went and got a chicken quesadilla and two quesaritos or whatever the hell, and someone's like, why didn't you just go to this traditional Mexican place? Like, no, that's not even, it's not even in the same ballpark, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel the same way about hamburgers.
Sure. It's a different breed of hamburger.
Yeah.
I've cut way down on the amount of fast food that I generally eat.
Yeah, me too.
Once a week at this point.
That seems to be about where I'll balance out. I'm not really quite sure yet.
Yeah.
Still fits and starts, you know. Especially if you count, like, you know, waking up on a Sunday and going, you know what, I want an Egg McMuffin.
Sure.
Fast food breakfast sort of thing. It's a really important question also from Cylon, who is asking all the important questions tonight. Can you vape fast food?
If not yet, that seems inevitable.
I feel like there must be some sort of fucking, like, banana, berry, bubble, french fry, vape, juice, some e-liquids. There's got to be an e-liquid that's supposed to taste like a Big Mac or something.
Or a strawberry Big Mac. Yes.
OG Bubba Big Mac. That Whopper train wreck. Yes, chicken nug vape.
Baconator kush.
Yes.
Oh god, there's gotta be all kinds of like fucking bacon flavored vape shit, doesn't there?
There must be.
That's already gotta
like
be.
Like that Venn diagram looks like one circle.
Yeah.
It's like people who vape and people who are weird about bacon.
Like, don't get me wrong, I love bacon.
It's
bacon
good.
Is delicious,
it's good.
But
it
holy
is good.
Shit, people.
But fucking come on. Stop. I got a t-shirt that says how much I like bacon.
Like, that does not have to be a self-identifier.
Yeah.
That's not an identity.
Bob Barker says he has never seen a bacon / meat flavored vape.
Well, I just gave him the business idea of a lifetime. Tell me get on that.
Like bacon and like sweat squeezed out of the out of a fedora. Here's a link to a thread on a message board on here's a link to a thread on ecigaretteforum.com that appears to be called I'm Vaping Bacon.
Well, there it is. Pack it up. After the shit I've seen this week, that doesn't actually register as all that disgusting anymore.
Just walking the streets of San Francisco and seeing things. Just like, nope.
And things on the internet.
Oh, sure.
Which previously discussed.
Oh, right.
Not,
okay.
I will not bring up in detail.
Here. Yeah, okay, sure. Right. I never did see that.
Don't.
Yeah.
Do not. No, just don't. really don't.
I mean, I've seen a lot of horrible shit on the internet. I know.
Don't add that. Don't add that to the library.
Okay. Yeah. Quote, I bought some too, tried it with jalapeno, didn't like it. Took away the flavor from the jalapeno and I got a burnt grease taste. In a weird way I liked it, but I don't think it's going to make it to my go juice list. Going to keep playing with the percentages to see what comes up.
Were I not driving this vehicle right now, I would be screaming out of a window.
Yeah. I found myself on Liam Lynch's YouTube channel last night.
No.
And he had a stint. Yeah, I guess he did a show for the Nerdist for a little while. It was like a 6-episode run or something. That seems, I don't know, it seemed alright. But he had a handful of videos where he was doing e-cigarette reviews.
Oh boy.
As a character named Raven. As Raven vapes.
Oh, boy.
And he is just shouting out, just, you know, he's just like talking about his rig and all the numbers. Like, dual coils, 5, 10, 15. And in one of the videos, he talks about how he was in jail and wasn't able to vape. And it's fucking great.
All right. I should look those up. That's great. I love that guy. I haven't seen him do anything in a while.
Yeah.
The other guy,
Matt Crocco.
Right. Does he do anything?
He did the music for Cheap Seats.
All right. Circumstances recently where I've had to explain MTV to people.
Weird.
Like, either people who just didn't grow up watching it or people who were too young to know when it was weird and kind of awesome.
Yeah.
And Syphil and Ollie is one of the things I always point to when I describe why MTV mattered at any point. Which is probably a weird thing to do because almost no one watched that show.
Yeah.
But I don't care because it's the only thing. It is one of the things that I always immediately
think. Yeah, let these people think that that was like the fucking pinnacle of MTV. I mean, yeah, it was.
It kind
of
was, yeah.
But that was like super popular and just like, oh yeah, you've never heard of it? It was huge.
Yeah, that show is still fucking genius.
It really fucking is. We sat down and watched like 3 or 4 episodes the other night, and still, just fucking fantastic.
Chester, man.
Yep.
Ugh.
I wish there were higher quality recordings of that show available.
Did they ever put it on a DVD?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I usually end up just like finding YouTube clips and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I have the full run somewhere.
Right. But yeah, like VHS or something, right?
You can tell that it's someone, you know, digitized a VHS tape at some point. That was showing like a marathon of every episode.
But it is what is recognized as the full run, like 40 episodes or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then they put out a DVD of like stuff they were doing for a third season that never aired.
Right.
So I bought that.
You know, I still know people at Viacom.
Yeah, I tried to bug. I at one point, like half jokingly, told Castaneda to get me that stuff.
Yeah. I think the one other person I know who might have been able to do that just left recently, so.
But what else? Like, Liam Lynch, I guess, directed Sarah Silverman's last HBO special.
Right.
Which got an Emmy.
He was directing a bunch of stuff at
He directed the Tenacious D movie.
That's right. It's not good.
Nope.
But I feel like that had more to do with it being a Tenacious D thing than anything else.
Yeah. Those Tenacious D shorts that were airing after Mr. Show were good.
Right. Yeah, I never really got super into the actual series, but I remember I do remember those shorts, and I do remember liking them. I even liked, like, one of those records.
That first big, you know, after they kind of got big or whatever, the first album was, like, good.
It's funny.
Good enough. Yeah, it's funny. I think Tenacious D is kind of a victim of Jack Black becoming a little too Jack Black for his own good.
Right.
Which is a weird thing to fault someone for. Right.
Yeah, what's he doing now? I feel like I haven't seen him in much in a while.
I don't know.
Look at Tim Schafer ruin his career.
Yeah.
I think they're still friends.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I think they still, I don't know if they hang out, but I know they still talk.
Did he do a voice in Broken Age? Or am I crazy?
I can't remember. Someone in the chat probably will remember that instantly if that is true.
Word from the chat is that, yes, he was in Broken Age, yes.
It makes sense.
Took a break from his busy schedule working on the Shallow Hal 2 screenplay.
Oh, that fucking movie.
Remember he was in The Jackal?
Yes.
Made that gun.
A little more to the left. Right there.
Declan Mulqueen.
Jackal's a great fucking movie.
Yep.
I don't say that about Richard Gere movies very often.
Just Red Square, some one of them. Is that the movie?
Red Corner.
Red Corner.
Yeah.
Pretty Woman. That's it.
Yes, that is in fact a Richard Gere movie.
Bruce Willis in that Jackal movie? Yes, he was. He absolutely was.
He was that Jackal movie.
You know,
it was kind of the Bruce Willis movie. Richard Gere with his Irish accent, like, yeah, there was something to that, but Bruce Willis, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Bruce Willis still kind of gave a shit.
Yeah, but he wasn't in it a lot. Not as much as Richard Gere.
Yeah.
I mean, he would just show up and do ill shit and then cut back to Declan.
Oh, but that ill shit was so good.
It was really good ill shit. All right, so we are going in separately tomorrow, yes?
Yes.
Okay. And I will see you in San Francisco.
All right, man.
Hopefully it will not be as fucking terrible as it was this morning.
That would be ideal, yes.
Yeah. All right. All right. See ya. All right, see you guys. Have a good night.